Jitty Rodman. Jitty, with over 5 decades of award-winning success, specializes in transforming voices for singers and speakers. She has worked with professionals who have achieved remarkable success, including Grammy winners, NYT bestsellers, and performers at major venues and TV shows. Jitty's mission is to empower voices with impactful messages. She's also known for her work as a vocal producer on various projects led by vocal producers and as an author of vocal training courses. Additionally, she hosts the popular All Things Vocal blog and podcast. Jitty is a sought-after public speaker on professional voice and vocal careers. Her clients have achieved recognition on various prestigious platforms, and she's currently coaching the cast of an upcoming Disney series. And because we are passionate about your sound, here are the Making Musical Quantum Leaps grand finale for the 30-day podcast Everything Vocal Registers, the sensational Jitty Rodman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast. And today we have the sensational, the inspirational Mama Jitty. She's amazing. She's ready to get down into our topic for today. So today we want to address seamlessly blending different registers. And like we've been dealing with this topic is just, it kind of warms. It's Pandora's box. It's something everybody wants to avoid. But I'm here with another amazing vocal coach, and she's ready to get down into it. So, hello, Jitty. Welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast. Boy, are we glad to have you on this podcast.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I can't wait. Yeah, this is an interesting subject for sure.
It is an interesting and yet a confusing question.
Okay. Yeah, and it's great to be able to learn from different, you know, people, different vocal coaches who have different ways of looking at it and teaching it. And I've really enjoyed the episode, you know, the episodes, the vocal coaches before me. So, yeah, glad to add my, you know, my aspect to my way of teaching.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I can't wait to get down into this matter. Just like you said, now we are looking at it from your perspective. So yesterday, while I was having the pod with Justin Stoney, we spoke about, I made him define everything from the bottom. And I really want to do that with you too. I want your perspective. I am so sure if they do not get Justin Stoney, they will get you. If they do not get you, they will get... Okay, we totally did not talk about vocal registers with Mama Chan because our time was really short. But there are other coaches who have spoken, and if they do not get... They just have to get someone. I missed all of us. Speaking of vocal registers, what do you see vocal registers are? Like, what's your own perspectives? What are vocal registers?
Well, first of all, they're mysteriously created. You can call them registers, you can call them mechanisms, and even voice scientists have changed their minds in how they are actually created. Mm-hmm. They used to think that the thyroid, retinoid, and the cricothyroid muscles that work the vocal cords worked only one of the voices, and now they know that that's not true. They work together.
Yes.
Right. So, but in my way of looking at it, there really are two vocal registers. There is chest voice and there is head voice. The bottom of chest voice is vocal fry. The top of chest voice is whistle voice or falsetto, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but they're really two mechanisms, and I can feel them, you know? And the problem is the passaggio, which is the crack.
Yeah, the big break.
Right. But if you think of the registers like I do, with their tubes, they're like tubes, they either connect like that, and I'm showing you my fingers they're not connecting, you know, well. There's a crack, like you can't go through that without hitting the sides if you were throwing a basketball.
Yeah.
Or you can connect them like that, where they are still two different registers, but you can go through them like there is no, like a basketball not hitting the sides of the net, right? So you can go through them. And in my perspective, that what I want to offer you today is there's one way to do that.
Your perspective, there's two voices or two vocal registers, the chest and the head. Then there's the passaggio, the big break in between. So I love that definition too. And I think it's actually Mama Jan's definitions, because I went through some of her videos and I saw that. So she was like, there are two voices, the chest, the head, or falsetto, because there's another, that's another point of debates where they're like, is chest voice falsetto, is falsetto chest voice, what's the difference between the two? There, I can see there is a difference between the two, and we can also say they're one and the same thing. It just depends on whatever perspective people are coming from. Because there was a time I was like, falsetto is not, I actually wrote a book, and in that book I said falsetto is not a register, it's a mode, or it's a technique. You can rather say falsetto is an airy head voice. So I gave that definition, and at that point in time I felt that was right, until I got amidst other coaches and were like, how could I say such a thing? How can I ever say falsetto is not a register? And we got into debate. So with your own definition, it kind of makes things way more simpler, way more
here's
simpler.
The thing, here's the way I feel about falsetto as opposed to head voice. And first of all, it's semantics. Some people call all head voice falsetto.
Yeah.
But I think of it as you're vibrating less of the full width of the chord. Yeah. You're vibrating only the edges.
Yes.
So it's like when you play a guitar and you make a little harmonic kind of thing happen. Yeah. That's whistle voice too. That's where you're just kind of creating that harmonic by just touching it with the vibration, just so. Mm-hmm. But full head, you know, head voice, that's a lot of, you're vibrating a full chord.
Mm-hmm.
And in the bottom on vocal, with vocal fry at the very bottom, which I don't like to use, but that's not really a sound to me. It's like just pulling backwards through the vocal cords, and you can use it as an effect to kind of launch you up, but you never push that vocal fry and you never push the falsetto. You, what I call, pull them instead for healthy voice. And that's the way you create, in my experience, a unified register. So it feels like, even though you have two different registers with some ends on them at the bottom and the top, you actually can move through them as if they are one.
Yeah. Speaking of pulling, because that's actually our topic today, I think it's your methodology of the mix.
Yeah.
Pulling, you just spoke about pulling. You can either pull downward or pull a little just to connect them. So please tell us more about pulling seamlessly.
Okay. First of all, I want to say what it's not. It's not pulling chest up.
Yeah.
Ooh, like that.
Yeah.
That's not what I mean by pulling. I mean by pulling, you use the word itself, like in the syllable ya, you use the Y, ya, to pull sound into being, as I just did. Not push it, ya, which you can feel my resonance tightening, but ya, pulling your head, your throat channel open and pulling your rib cage wide.
Okay.
All right. That gives you breath control when you pull your rib cage wide, which is part of what you have to do in joining your register seamlessly. Wow. Right. So when you pull, I think of it that way. It's almost like taking I use a rubber band sometimes and pull it 45 degrees. And you'll notice when you take either a yoga strap or a rubber band or something, and you, or even a microphone, okay?
Yeah.
and you squeeze it and you ever so slightly pull it, your abs kick in, your head goes back a little bit, your rib cage widens, and everything goes right.
Wow.
So, yeah. So if I push or I go straight up through my registers or the slightest bit forward, I have a passaggio break that's always been a saboteur for my voice my whole career.
Mm-hmm.
And I only, after I became a vocal coach, I realized what I had to do to mend it. Even though I knew some things to minimize it, now I know how to fix it. Mm-hmm. But it really in me, and it works for all of my students. And it also blends the speaking voice where you can, mm-hmm. you know, you have more register because you can get higher in full chest voice without straining. because you've got, you're allowing the head voice to mix a little bit. So I'll demonstrate this, and then I want to tell you what I think, how I think about this as a relay race. All right. So, okay. So if I go straight up through my chest to head register, it sounds like this. And I'm going to turn my musician sound on. So
yeah, because it doesn't compress
the top of that. Right.
Yeah.
All right. And you hear the break.
Yeah.
Right? Now I'm just going to simply twist up and back. Like it's kind of, you know, it's very confidently like saying, you did what? And you pull back a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go through my registers at 45 degrees, chest voice up, and then head voice takes over 45 degrees up. And there's no break in my register. And I never used to experience that. Now, if I'm going up for like, if I'm doing Tina Turner, what's love got to do? Got to do it. That doesn't hurt me at all because I'm pulling and my chest voice is coming up higher with no strain because my head voice is helping it. And so this is where I wanted to tell you about how I feel is the best way to visualize this connection. It's like a relay race where the chest voice comes up with the baton, which is your voice.
Yeah.
The chest voice comes up and then the head voice runs along beside it for a long ways before the head voice takes on off. And as they're both holding the baton doesn't drop, which is the break. But if the head voice just throws it to the chest voice here, there's a good chance the baton's gonna drop.
Yeah.
So it's like a cooperation between the head and chest voices. And another way that I think of it is, and I show people this picture on a website called gradient.com, I think. But if you think of gradient colors, and you think of two colors, like dark blue and light turquoise, right?
Yeah.
You see that it's made out of two voices, and you can bring, you know, one up too high and you can bring one up too low. But really what you want is you pull out and you see that you, what you really want is that the one color gradually turns into the other color.
Yeah.
And that's the way I feel creates this this transition that's seamless and does all kinds of things for your voice.
Oh, that's very expository. Thank you so much. One thing, I think students have issues. Students have issues when you tell them about chest, head voice. Even the thought of that creates the break in their mind. So while they're going, they're thinking I'm about to give it to the head voice and that break happens. So is there a way to teach vocal registers or to think of vocal registers without the terminologies?
Mm-hmm. The gradient, I'm telling you, that gradient color, showing people a picture of gradient color where it gradually turns into, they get it. And I'm that's what I'm doing with most of my students now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm showing them that picture of gradient colors where I teach them there really is chest voice and there really is head voice, but you can mix them like that, and that's what you want. And then, see, the problem is contemporary vocalists, people that sing anything but classical, most of them bring your chest voice, you just bring your chest voice up too high.
Yeah.
And you try and you try and you try and you try to get those higher notes in chest voice because you don't quite trust your head voice, and you end up pushing and doing all things wrong that keep you from that transition. If you're a formal or classical singer, you tend to bring your head voice down too far.
Downward, yeah.
Right. So you have to figure out in the first place, which is your
problem.
Dominant habit.
Yes.
And then what you have to do is help the person strengthen the weaker register.
Wow. That's really eye opening. I think that's actually one of the major issues. It's either you have people pulling the chest voice too high, or you have people pulling the head voice too low. So especially people with classical background, so the balance is, then how do you know where to stop? That's another question. How do they know the right place to begin to move into the next question.
Right. I think it's important to teach both your head and then your sensation, your muscle memory, the way you feel it, right?
Yeah.
So, hey
guys, I do not want to bombard you with so much information, and I would love for you to listen to this podcast over and over again. So I have just cut it into 15 minutes because we actually spoke for almost an hour. So you can do yourself well to listen to this again, just in case you're missing something. Okay, this is the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast, the very first episode with Judy Rodman, and we're going to have a part two coming up next. If you have not subscribed, please do. All right, bye.